Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle activity is expected to become more active over the next couple of days, with initial bids potentially developing in the South today or tomorrow. Trend toward early week trade in the South starting to pick up momentum over the last several weeks, which is creating expectations of trade midweek or later. Now, asking prices in the North and the South still generally undeveloped, but we're looking at about $115 in our part of the country. Futures trades likely to bounce higher at opening bell, with live cattle trade having expanded trading limits of $4.50 following the limit market move in August contracts yesterday. Active buyer support quickly moving into the hog trade early in the week, with increased support likely to develop this morning. Fundamental support's redeveloping through the entire complex as strong futures market moves are being supported by stronger pork cutout values. Increased focus on maintaining strong export demand to Mexico is expected to help stimulate additional support, which eroded over the last week surrounding the potential tariff levels and immigration deal talks with Mexico. Now, wheat markets are lower across the board this morning, led by Kansas City wheat, which was taken off guard by the improvements in conditions across the hard red winter belt. Morning GFS models are still putting rain over Texas and Oklahoma in the coming week, which should keep harvest well behind average. Oklahoma is 4% harvested versus 32% average, while Texas is 27% harvested versus a 42% average. Kansas has yet to harvest any wheat. Easier corn prices overnight as price remains inside of yesterday's range, waiting refreshed balance sheets from USDA this morning. Despite a supportive crop progress report, the corn market feels as though it's quickly shifting its focus from acres to yield. While weather to date's been terrible, forecast for the crop in the ground doesn't look too bad. And soybeans are weaker, continuing the short-term downtrend, with one of the two gaps on the daily chart having been filled. Plenty of concern about the number of soybean acres left to plant, with final insurance dates coming quickly. And we're going to check all those futures numbers in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle up 277 yesterday, 109.70. August up $3, 106.30. August feeder cattle up 257, 139.87. September up 237, 139.72. And July hogs up 285 at 86.20. Kansas City wheat, July up 4 cents, 453. September up 4 cents at 466. Chicago wheat, July up 3 cents, 507.5. September up 2 and a quarter, 511 and 3 quarters. July corn unchanged, 415 and 3 quarters. September down a quarter penny at 424. July soybeans up 2 1/4 at 858.5. August is up 2 1/4 cents at 865 1/4 penny. July cotton up 40 cents, 65.99. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.